Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Boy, I'll tell you. And quite a show prep time before this beast got going today. Welcome to this Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. I'm the host who loves you the most. But the star of our show, forget about me, is this gentleman here right next to me. The one and only legend, the iconic actor, the all-pro defensive end from the New York Giants. He had a heartbeat of a time on the New England Patriots. And, of course, with the Los Angeles Rams, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
That's such a long time ago. You know, it seems like, in the way you explained it, it seems like it happened last week.
Well, here's the deal. Your shows, you know, are shown, the games are shown on those sports memory channels. And of course, Hunter is on every, it's on about four different channels that it keeps running. It's off Get TV, I think, for a while, but it's on Roku and it's on Peacock and it's on a bunch of channels.
It's everywhere. It's following me no matter what I say or do about it.
Now, I don't know if you've lost a step or two as you've gotten older, but your old quarterback pal, our pal Vince Ferragamo, apparently somebody keeps telling me the story. In fact, from Bacchus Restaurants, John, the owner there, told me that his friend was in a bar with Vince Ferragamo, and on the screen came the 1979 Rose Bowl between the Rams and the
Rose Bowl, Super Bowl.
I mean Super Bowl. Pardon me, the Super Bowl between the Rams and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah,
and the bartender back there knows the outcome because it was the beginning of the Steeler dynasty.
I think everybody now, 50 years later, does.
Well, so the bartender quickly goes, I'm sorry, Mr. Ferragamo, would you like me to turn it off? And Vince said, no, leave it on. Maybe it'll turn out differently this time.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, it sure does.
I could do some editing and make him look like a superstar and make everybody look different. Who was that guy, that upstart quarterback there? Did he ever make it? Terry Bradshaw that you played against
Bradshaw,
there?
I think he went into sitcom television.
I think he did.
I do.
Maybe like stand-up comic routines and more. Anyway, Fred and I are here for you. We've got a lot to talk about. Baseball, football, power rankings, all sorts of good things. Welcome to the show. Don't forget to email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on X @Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. It is the weekly edition of the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
This is Fred Dreyer, the former Ram and heartburn hunter. When I started taking Balance 7 over 2 years ago, I immediately noticed my heartburn problems were gone. That's right. I slept better, felt healthier, had a better mental clarity, and my immune system has never been better. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Balance 7 user Frank.
Well, since I've been taking Balance 7, I've seen definite improvement in my endurance and my physical strength and my ability to do things. And we consider Balance 7 our miracle water.
Get your body's acid alkaline balance in shape. Try Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. Balance7.com. Code word Fred.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Feeling sluggish? Have brain fog? Wishing you had more energy? Well, there's a new science-backed solution that's just what you need. It's Greska's Carbon 60. It's like a tiny Pac-Man for your cells, gobbling up free radicals that damage your body and brain. C60 has been shown to boost your energy levels, increase cognitive health and brain function, and work at the cellular level. Experience the improvements for yourself. Visit www.c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Take control of your health and feel the difference. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com and read our testimonials. c-60.com. Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer, and we call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks. It's against Green Bay, I believe, wasn't it, as I recall?
Same as it was last week.
Well, you keep watching, it might change. Welcome back here to the show. We've got our chat room alive and well on Facebook Live, and Rachel is saying hello to us. So is Katrina. By the way, Katrina says she's watching everything. She's in Birmingham, Alabama, and she says she watches you, Fred, on Hunter and Land's End. Katrina, tell us where. What networks is it on? So, and there you have it. And Lori's tuned in. She apparently saw you at the Chiller Hall there.
Yes, many people did, yes.
Tell us about that. It was a big event that you
had
on
Facebook. Well, many people saw me.
Yeah.
And I sat down for like 9 straight hours. And then I decided, you know, I could get up and go get some coffee. So I did, but they didn't have coffee.
Well, you waited too long.
I don't think so. They never had it.
They had those big old hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff that they have at those events. Was there good food there, or was it just, nothing good?
No, well.
No coffee?
The restaurant was Ruth's Chris.
There was a restaurant right next to it, Ruth's Chris?
It was in the hotel itself.
Whoa.
They had excellent food, but you had to wait till 4 o'clock.
This was in New Jersey? The Ruth's Chris in New Jersey, huh?
Yes, of course.
Chiller Casino there. Chiller's Convention Center?
No, the people were great. We had fun, and I didn't see any drunk nonsense anywhere.
Yeah, so everything was good. People were well behaved.
Yeah, I did.
I think that's very good that they do that. Yeah. All right. Speaking of well behaved, if we could get into our first story. This one involves the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani. You know, we had that breaking news here a few months back where Shohei Ohtani was at a gambling scandal. What was going on? And we find out it was investigated by Major League Baseball. They found out that it was not Shohei Ohtani. It was his interpreter, a guy by the name of Ippi Mitsuhara,
yes,
who pled guilty and faces now. Here's they handed down the pleaded guilty. Mitsuhara did, and he's pleaded guilty to 1 count of bank fraud, 1 count of subscribing to a false tax return. They should put him with that judge there in New York City. He likes to go ahead and take on these cases. He faces a maximum sentence of 33 years in prison. 5 years of supervised release and a fine of $1,250,000. Plus, he'll be required to pay full restitution to his victims. That includes $16,975,010 to victim A.
He's going to have to cook Ohtani. A lot of sushi to get out from under that.
I'm telling you, he's in trouble here. And he's got to then pay $1,149,400 to victim B, which is the IRS.
Well, Mr. IRS, believe me.
You don't want to fool with him.
I have no idea what made him decide to cheat all these people.
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. This is a fraud that started back in March. We heard about it. And in the ensuing weeks, apparently Shohei Ohtani was the victim. He trusted this guy as his interpreter, and the guy probably was saying stuff in English to some people and, you know, telling Ohtani another story. So Mitsuhara racked up tens of millions of dollars in gambling debts to an illegal bookmaker and was funneling the money through casinos. And he'd been illicitly taking withdrawals from Ohtani's bank accounts, including impersonating Shohei Ohtani on the phone with the bank and having had access to all pertinent passwords and codes. Don't let people have that stuff. I'm telling you.
Well, look, anybody that thinks they can get away with a crime to that degree should be in a state hospital.
Well, you know, I agree with you on that.
There's no possible way you can convince anybody. Why did you do it? Because I wanted to. Yeah, but you're going to get caught. You're going to go to jail for 50 years. I made a mistake. No, you didn't. You're an idiot and you're crazy. You're going to jail.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right, and that's going to definitely be the problem. Welcome to the show here at 790 KABC in Los Angeles, our flagship station. We are on Sirius XM Channel 217, XM Channel 203, online there at Sirius XM at 967, Sirius is 217, and we're on the Sports Byline Radio Network,
aren't we? We're
CRN
everywhere.
Digital Talk Radio, we're on Wi-Fi Radio, we're on Amazon Echo, Google Home. Just shout and say, Alexa, play the Fred Dreyer Show, and it starts to come up and play the show.
These are amazing times.
They are. They really are. You get your information many ways. Now, another story came out this week, and we've had some suspicion here, Fred, on the show about this Travis Kelce, because he now is joining the cast. Ryan Murphy is one of the big producers in Hollywood, does things on Fox and FX. He's going to join Ryan Murphy's FX horror series called Grotesquerie. I don't know if it's a series or a show, but anyway, Grotesquerie is going to begin airing this fall, and one of the stars is going to be Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. You know, we got swept up during the NFL offseason now. Travis has. He's been traveling the world with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift. He's been getting his diploma from the University of Cincinnati, hosting a game show.
Wait just a second. When is he finding time to go to class? How does that work?
I don't know.
Honey.
Yes, darling.
I got to go to math.
That's right. Well, maybe Taylor Swift helps tutor him.
Yeah.
Travis. So he's traveling the world with Taylor Swift,
yep,
getting his diploma from the University of Cincinnati, hosting a game show, attending the Kentucky Derby, and nearly winning $100,000, but no, he didn't. No, just nearly. And now he's landed a major acting role. Now, I'm asking you this, Fred, because
major acting role.
When you ended your career, you, of course, landed that a few roles in Friends and Mork and Mindy, or what was it? Laverne and Shirley. It was one of those shows. And then you were, of course, in Hunter. And he's got a part now in the new Ryan Murphy horror drama, Grotesquerie, which premieres on FX in the fall.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he's hosted Saturday Night Live, did that last year. He's hosted Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? I don't think he was. And this is the deal. Now, his management team, this is where I need a comment from you on this.
Oh, okay.
Kelce's management team is looking to maximize the open schedule between the end of the NFL season and the start of training camp in July. And here's the quote. We positioned Travis to be world famous. That's what one of his co-managers said, Andre Eanes. And he says, we positioned Travis to be world famous. We didn't know how it would happen or when it would happen or what would help push that further along. But it's always been thought in the back of our minds. Now,
In the back, not the front.
And I'm thinking they fixed him up, this poor unsuspecting Taylor Swift. He's going to walk away once he's famous. I think he's using her.
She should be so lucky.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a pilot fish. You know, it's
a pilot fish.
Cute and cuddly for a while, and then it's sucking the blood out of you while you sleep is.
It could be the other way. His management team is saying we didn't know how it would happen. They might have forced all this stuff.
Of course.
See?
Well, you know, and
it's an open mind.
You can get billions of dollars in this culture by doing nothing, by acting. I say that lightly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get anything you need, just be in the right spot at the right time. And we wish him all the best.
Yes,
but
we do.
Somewhere along the line, yeah, he's going to wish.
I think he's going to hurt her.
She can take
gonna
care of
herself. Going to crush her.
She can take care of herself, I think.
I think it's going to be a tough time together, but we'll see. I wish him the best. That's good, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know if they'll be as successful as having, like, how many years were on Hunter? 9 seasons?
Was it? It was 7.
Seven seasons.
Should have
been 9.
Okay.
If his management team was handling you at the time,
yes,
you would have been on.
If I
16.
Had a girlfriend that could sing, I'd have had it made.
That's pretty good. I told you, hang out with those former country stars. They're pretty good. All right, everybody, thank you. Don't forget, get on Facebook Live and give us your questions and comments. We're also on YouTube for you. We're on Roku. We're on crntalk.com. And we'll try and answer some of the questions and things for you here on the show. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, along with yours truly, Michael Horn. Take a break, and we'll be back.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star Fred Dreyer from Hunter, football legend, and so much more. And it's time now for one of my favorite parts of the show, the Scowl of the Week from Fred Dreyer. You know, we do this show live on radio nationwide, coast to coast. It replays a lot over the weekend for you on many stations. And it's also on video. You can see us on Roku. You can see us on YouTube. You can see us at crntalk.com, Facebook Live. You can get in the chat room, take a look at us here. So here's time for the Scowl of the Week, because our next story involves the quarterback of the Bengals, Joe Burrow. Seems like a nice guy, but he has a bold idea for football, the NFL. He wants to run an 18-game NFL season, and he's borrowing that idea from the NBA. Your thoughts there, Fred?
What do you mean he wants to run?
He thinks they should play 18 games in the
season.
They're
already playing 16.
Well, he wants two more.
No, 17, aren't
they? Well, he wants one more. So
we might as well have five more.
See what I tell you? You're in a good mood today. You didn't scowl much on this one.
Well,
I
mean, hey, look, you know, it's the cat's out of the bag by now.
He says, he's quoting Joe, he says, 18 games is definitely a big ask, end of quote. And then he goes on, that's not easy, adding that extra game. Obviously, it'd be great for revenue, but I feel like adding that bye week, if you're going to have an 18-game schedule, is pretty critical for our bodies. So he's worried about, you know, people's bodies holding up.
Oh, really? Well, he's a very sensitive guy.
Well, I guess so, because he's talking about, you know, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, he added those the games. They took away a couple of preseason games, put them into the regular season, 17 games now. And so Joe Burrow responded to a comment that was made in favor of adding the extra game, but also a bye week, so that it kind of takes it easier on the bodies and the players.
Right. Well, now they're going to fill that bye week up with another game.
Yeah, well, he wants to do something like they do in the NBA, where they have, like, the All-star break for the NBA, where nobody plays, just have the one all-star game, and then they play there, so you get a little time off. And so the NFL's got Pro Bowl week, but that comes at the end of the season, and it's just those people. You played in the Pro Bowl, didn't you? Back when it was actually a competition instead of a...
We actually wore a uniform.
Do they? I haven't watched a Pro Bowl, because it comes after the Super Bowl, and it's like, you know.
Well, everybody's in Guam and Greece and Italy, and
everybody takes
everybody
off.
Yeah,
and they used to have this in Hawaii in the middle of the season. You actually wore uniforms. You didn't have, like, Hawaiian shirts on or something and played touch
flag,
football.
Or flag football.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's
so
Joe
this
Burrow.
This guy actually thought enough of this idea.
Yes, Joe Burrow.
This epiphany.
From Cincinnati?
This squirting.
Some of the great
he
Bengals.
He decided to squirt out this idea.
He did.
And here it is, and it's laying there on the curb
just
now.
Laying
we're
there.
All staring at it,
mm-hmm.
And we're saying, so what?
Yep.
So what's he doing?
They don't know what's happening, right? He says, I don't know. People get paid a lot of money to have those discussions and make those decisions, but we'll see how it plays out.
Wait a minute.
This turns from
this
the scowl of the week to the guffaw of the week.
This is a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Who commands the post
now it
of,
comes
a,
out,
of an NFL team.
See, you defensive ends, you have it out for the quarterback.
Just amazing.
I knew it.
He can't even figure that out. He has the I got this great idea, but you know it's going to really be trying, and we could get hurt.
You know? Game callers. That game
we
callers
could get
are
hurt.
Under siege here.
We could get
the
hurt.
Defensive ends
oh,
are
my God.
Coming apart here. You're the guys that get banged up. They're protected, right?
All
come
of these
on.
Guys. All of these guys.
Okay, so here's a serious thing. You and I talked about this before the show, and you had some comments on it. And I was reading the Wall Street Journal, my favorite sports publication, and they had a sports article in Monday's edition, and they said that the switch hitter is kind of like a thing of the past. If you and Corey here, one of our producers, along with JD, I asked him to grab the story. It's like it was like 20% of people. It was like 30% that batted from the left and right power hitters in the 90s. And then by 2018, it was down to like 15% or something. Now it's 9%. It's below 10. There's no real strength batting from the left and the right side. And so I thought, well, what's going on here? Why is that the case? And
you used to see Mickey Mantle and all the great switch hitters come into the on-deck circle. Mm-hmm. The crowd would murmur and bubble under and say, oh, you can't outfox the Yankees. You got a guy here who's going to hit this ball into the right field bleachers.
Correct.
And now they don't care anymore about switch hitters.
Well, the advantages of switch hitting, well documented, because when you face a pitcher throwing with the opposite handedness of the batter, so a left-handed pitcher against a right-handed batter, the batter has a better visualization of the pitch's release point. He can begin to track the pitch sooner, and the pitcher's breaking balls towards the hitter's bat rather than away. So it's a majority of pitchers in the major leagues right-handed, and this makes an advantage. But you came up with the genius idea.
What did I do?
Yes, you said that all these pitchers have come up with another pitch. They got a curveball, but they also got a slider, so they can come in, they can come out. So maybe that's switch hitter.
The era of waiting for a manager to grab his crotch and get up and go to the home plate umpire and say, I got a double switch. I'm bringing in my hitter.
Right.
I'm going to bring somebody else to
Right.
I'm going to bring a left-hander to play left field.
Yeah.
Those types of idiotic changes.
They still do it.
Yeah, they still do. But you have an institutionalization of that move.
Well, what you have is you don't have the switch hitters doing it anymore.
Well, you don't have a necessity for it.
Yeah, Mark Teixeira, he was a switch hitter. He said he wouldn't recommend being a switch hitter in today's game. He says it takes so many reps to stay sharp against modern Major League Baseball pitching, and you're basically doubling that to hit from both sides of the plate. So it doesn't seem worth it unless it comes naturally. Hall of Fame switch hitters, you mentioned one right there, top of the list, Mickey Mantle. The mixer.
What would Mickey do? Mickey be sitting on the bench right now.
Yeah.
And the other thing else is, this Ohtani character is a pretty good pitcher. As well as a hitter,
so he could pitch to himself and smack it out of the park.
Well, he could pitch. First of all, he could pitch.
Yeah,
either way, right, left-handed, but he can pitch, and you've got a lot of managers saying, "What are we carrying an extra guy for?" With limited service.
Now you want pitchers and batters together again?
We want people who can play the outfield and can hit kinds of pitching. I don't want to have to make that decision anymore. That decision is on its way out in Major League Baseball.
Well, 1992, 20% of the plate appearances, switch hitters. 1992, 2018, 13.5, 9.5% this season. Switch hitters over there, and a left-handed pitchers are less common, so a switch hitter might go days or weeks, they say, between plate appearances against left-handed pitching.
No, it's not staying sharp. It's just antiquated. You don't need it. It's not like a big brain move. Mel Allen with the Yankees would call. He'd call up and he'd say, well, Ralph Houck now is really seriously thinking about bringing in Mickey.
Yeah.
And, why? Because Mickey's a switch hitter?
Yeah.
Just walk the guy.
See, you have an answer for this stuff. Here's the deal. Hall of Fame switch hitters. Mickey Mantle, Chipper Jones, Eddie Murray, Frankie Frisch, Ozzie Smith. Need I go on? Some of the modern-day guys, Bernie Williams, Mark Teixeira, Carlos Beltran. I mean, these guys were pretty good. And so what can I say?
Carlos Bonnier. I remember those guys could hit. But
either side of the plate.
We don't need to glorify them. if we don't need them. They're spending $700 million on Ohtani just to bat regular.
Yeah, he does a pretty good job. I mean, and do you suppose Ohtani, when he was a kid, just a little boy, did he discover he could pitch when he was throwing the ball up and hitting it? Was he, like, really a good guy to throw it up so you'd miss it, and then he was practicing so he wouldn't miss his own pitch?
He would actually...
To
acquire timing,
okay,
he would run to center field and turn around and slide back to home plate.
Thank you. I knew you had a great picture for us mentally. Thank you. That's good.
Ohtani, you couldn't fool him, and you still can't. He's hitting 360.
We're going to get the power rankings. The Dodgers have finally climbed up into the number one in the power ranking position this week. We'll have that report for you in just a little bit. But we talked about pitching as well, too, because you noticed something here recently. Yamamoto pitched, into eight innings or something the other night for the Dodgers?
The Dodgers' last homestand, there's six games. Yeah. They had six pitchers. They all went at least six innings.
To me, that's unbelievable. And the manager, Dave Roberts, left him in there for it and gave him the chance. They didn't have as many pitches. You know, they count those pitches like it's gold. Oh, one, two.
Yeah,
they had like 80 pitches.
You're going to see that's going to go by the wayside.
The pitch
Japanese,
count?
The Japanese.
They're real ball players.
Yamamoto could throw 200 pitches a game and not hurt himself.
Well, you know what? Because they asked him after the game, they're in the clubhouse, and they asked Yamamoto, how was it to get into the eighth inning? And it was like he didn't understand the question. Because in his mind, as a proud Japanese player, he thinks it's an affront, like most baseball players of old thought, if they didn't go nine innings.
You better be able to hit, and the only way you can do that, you better be able to pitch if you're a pitcher. And there's no getting around the fact that Japanese, Asian pitchers, Korean, they've got the whole pitching thing figured out.
Yeah.
We're here in America. They're still trying to figure out, should I let the guy pitch into the seventh inning or the sixth inning? And should he get a pitch count going into the game?
That's it.
They don't know what to do.
Give me $30 million, I'll get you into the try to get you through the fifth inning. You know, I wouldn't spend that money on the pitcher, but I would if the guy went nine innings. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Important news. Mother's Day is only 2 weeks away, but don't panic. Go to Kohl's. I was just there, and they have great prices on gifts for all of the moms in your life. You can pamper her with self-care favorites, treat her to Glam Sephora finds, get top picks for her coffee fix, and more. Plus, if you shop now, you'll save 20% on some of your gifts. Yep, it doesn't get much better or easier than Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends April 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in our sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. He's the man that makes things happen for you. You're going to get to some power rankings in just a moment. But first, if we could, Fred, I thought maybe we'd take a look at our chat room on Facebook Live.
Okay.
And Rachel Joan G. Shelley is saying, like, she watches the television series Hunter on Film Rise every day. Now, Rach, you're going to have to give us more information because I'm not familiar with the TV network Film Rise, F-I-L-M-R-I-S-E. But apparently both your shows are on there, Fred. And that one, that great show, you had the first syndicated show in Baja, Mexico, right, with the Land's End?
Oh, Land's End, yeah, right.
Tell everybody about it. That was a good show.
Yeah, it was a great show. It was very unique, and we shot it totally on location in Cabo San Lucas. And we were only able to get 22 episodes, 20 hours.
Yeah.
We had 21 hours and plus a 2-hour movie. We used the 2-hour movie to introduce the show and stuff.
And you worked with Disney on that, right? Buena Vista or something, was
it? Yeah, they had in charge of domestic distribution and
now, of course, they're going to be knocking down parking lots at Disneyland and remodeling and expanding Disneyland. There may be a Hunter ride there. What do you think? Or a Land's End ride? Would that be pretty good?
Yeah, I think it's a statue, actually, of me strangling.
Really? A character from a Small World?
No, strangling the distribution chief.
Oh, just stop.
At Disney.
Just stop. It's good. They'll give, maybe they'll have like a Hunter car ride or something, even though cars are, you know, everybody wants to go into spaceships now. But you had the first couple of seasons of Hunter. I mean, door handles are falling off the car.
That's an old story.
I know. I love it. It's good. You crawl through the window. You almost, didn't they at one point get you a race car from NASCAR so you just slid into the window?
No, I actually raced a season in NASCAR.
You did?
To warm up for it, yeah.
That's pretty good. Oh, I've never heard that story.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's just check out a couple more comments here at Facebook Live in there. By the way, Martine is in Cape Canaveral, Florida. She contacts us from time to time here. She went all the way up there to New Jersey to see you, Fred, and so she's just
well,
back.
God bless her. Many people came a long way to see us up there.
Yep. And Jenny is in Santa Maria, California. Love that area. Good wine country. And her question to you is, what are your comments about the Dodgers? They are really kicking it.
My comment?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think that they just decided to quit monkeying around and trust all of these players when it came down to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And they just said it. We're going to give you the money. And we want you to shut up and
play.
Perform. And if you don't, we're going to dump you. We're going to get rid of you.
The Dodgers finally, I guess they bullied their way up to number one, according to Major League Baseball. It was reported in the USA Today, and the power ranking. Dodgers are number one. They're at a +1 rating. Shohei Ohtani got did Shohei get Dave Roberts a fast car? Did he buy him a car? That I missed out on something?
No, he bought him a little model of
Porsche. Gotcha. Because apparently he got a Porsche for Kelly's wife because Joe gave up his number.
Correct.
Joe gave up his number.
And that gag worked.
Yes.
And then they had to go back and repaint it to put Dave in a Porsche.
Yeah.
You know,
in a small
enough load. Already.
All right. Baltimore Orioles are number two in the power rankings. I'll just give you the top 10 here. Atlanta Braves are three. Cleveland Guardians, number four. Yankees are having a great year this year, Fred. They're number five.
But this is the 30th game of the year.
I know, but it's starting to gel. The Phillies are having a great time. Although Trey Turner was out for about 6 weeks. He's been hitting the heck out of the ball. Chicago Cubs, they've been doing well. Dodgers.
We can look in the newspaper and see that.
The Dodgers trade to him. Michael Busch is really starting to crank it at first base there for the Cubs.
Oh, yeah.
Brewers 8.
Hey, wait a minute. Speaking of the Cubs.
Yes. There you go. I knew it would stop, get a little memory.
Yeah, that's right. I've got to ask this question.
Go ahead.
What happened to the ex-Dodger center fielder?
Oh, you're Cody Bellinger?
Yeah.
Yeah, went to the wall and kind of disrupted his back or shoulder or something.
Oh, he's hurt now.
So he's out for a while.
Oh, God.
He'll be back.
No, he won't.
Well, here's the deal.
No, he won't.
He apparently, the Dodgers always play the beginning of the season in Chicago, and so Cody's now on the Cubs team, and you got that ivy wall. So in the middle of summer, you can crash into the ivy, and it kind of cushions you. But in the wintertime,
I'm sure it will.
It's all wall there. There's just a couple of branches.
That's concrete, pal.
It's concrete wall. I don't want to run into that. That thing.
Yeah, I know.
Seattle Mariners are 8. That's good for them. Texas Rangers Mariners are
all right,
9
let's
and Texas
roll
Rangers
this thing
10.
On. We just
Would you like to know where the Cardinals are? They're number 24.
I don't.
No, okay. Diamondbacks are 23. I mean, Chicago White Sox 30.
This is boring.
And the Angels, who lost Ohtani, 27. Okay. I get it.
This is boring. Please.
I'll take my
that.
Power rankings. That's my research.
Power rankings.
Take it away.
Who in the hell wants to talk about that?
I did.
A drunk sports writer.
Well, it was a big story. Now, Tom Brady was roasted here this last week, and nobody enjoys a good roast more than I do. But this one was kind of, what do you pick at Tom Brady? He's a great quarterback.
People love Tom Brady.
Yeah, and they love him. So they went after like his ex-wife,
Michelle Bunchen.
Yeah, Giselle. Yeah, and Kevin Hart was the host, and he said, "Single life is what you deserve because you got no choice." He said Giselle gave him an ultimatum. Giselle said, "You retire or we're done." Well, let me tell you something. When you have a chance to go 8-9 and all it will cost you is your wife and kids, you got to do what you bleeping got to do. It's a joke from Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that midget should just keep his mouth shut.
and then Kevin also said that Giselle was allegedly dating her instructor, jiu-jitsu instructor, and Kevin said, "One of the smartest quarterbacks to ever play the game. How did you not see this coming? 8 karate classes a day, and she's still a white belt." So, I mean, that's a pretty good one.
That's
Drew
not
Bledsoe.
Funny.
Drew Bledsoe, that's the quarterback that Brady replaced on the New England Patriots, and he says, "You have more rings than I do, but I've experienced a couple of things that you'll never experience.
Where's the drum roll?
The feeling of being number one overall, a draft pick in the NFL, and a 28th wedding anniversary." Apparently, Tom hasn't been married that long.
Man.
So,
all right, that's enough.
You had enough of those?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start censoring stuff.
I do.
The stuff that,
start.
That other shows
Stop.
Do that is full of nausea. And I don't want to sit here and bat it across the net on stuff that has sports on it. And then
these are stories you don't hear on other sports shows.
Yeah.
All right, I got two more. I got to read this because I love Bill Belichick. And he was there and he says, "I rescued a dog from a shelter and rescued Randy," meaning Randy Moss from the Raiders. "Sorry you didn't get a ring." He's talking to Randy. "Not sorry enough to give you one of mine," referring to the 2007 trade that sent Moss from the Oakland to the contending New England team. "Ron Burgundy was there." Will Ferrell was there as Ron Burgundy. "The only member of the media I respect." That's what Belichick said. "Not so easy running a team, is it, Tom? Stick to," because he had a soccer team. He said, "Stick to American football," referring to that English soccer team, Birmingham, that was relegated to a lower league with Brady's first year as a part owner. And finally, Peyton Manning was there. He says, my golf handicap is a 6.4. Tom's handicap is blowing leads to my brother Eli in the Super Bowl. He also referred to Tom Brady as a three-time Super Bowl loser. And Brady did get the last word, however, saying, Peyton, sometimes you live in Denver, sometimes you live in Louisiana, but you'll always live in my shadow. There you have. Did you ever go to a roast? Were you ever on a panel at a roast? Did
no,
you ever get
I was
roasted?
Not for these very reasons.
There, ladies and gentlemen, this is the scowl of the week.
This is just looking out for my show.
Okay, so let's get into a little acting, shall we? Because we're celebrating you and Miss Stephanie Kramer together. When you were back in New Jersey at the show, and
we were at the show,
were you a hit? Did people really, love it? Did they had it? That had to be a big deal.
What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking yes, but you know, some people might be a little jealous that you guys are back together. I think you should do a sequel now. So
why would you say that? Why would you say
because our listener Pamela
must be
sent
jealous?
In.
They don't. They love those two characters.
I know,
and they want to see more of them.
That's what I'm saying.
They can't. Because why? That time has passed, but the memory of the two characters lives on.
It's a downer. Here's what we remember.
Yeah,
and these will be posted at our website at thefreddryershow.com. It's going to be Miss Kramer and Fred Dreyer, and apparently Pamela's gone crazy finding some of these smooching scenes at some point. Yeah, I don't recall as many of these in the show as I saw before.
We're going to wind that down pretty soon.
This one here is a pretty recent one, isn't it? A little bit here.
What am I wearing?
You're wearing like a. You never wear golf shirts. You're wearing a golf shirt.
What the hell is that?
She's wearing like a very light silk kind of blouse. And Fred, this is a really good one. When we post this up, you'll see the one we're talking about. It looks like it was shot in your garage.
I was out there looking for some dental floss.
Is that what it was?
I was looking for a dental floss, and she came out and helped me find it.
That's it. That's a good one. I like that. Kind of a hug of you and Miss Kramer together.
Who's the guy in the background? How did he get into that shot?
This looks like it's not from the show. This is you guys must have been out somewhere. Here you are, like, you know, this guy looks like
that's a grip.
There's a guy playing frisbee with
his
dog.
That's a grip. He was out there saying, hey, get out of the way. And he's like, oh, you guys, is camera rolling?
These are pretty good memory lanes. That's all I got to tell you. This is, I think, really good stuff here. And then, you know, so many great memories here with you. And I don't know. It's just these shows
are
great.
She claimed her jaw was out of line. And I reached back and
there's a picture we're posting.
I straightened
it out. A Fred Dreyer with his hands on Miss Kramer's cheeks. And you were actually doing a chiropractic move there? Is that what that was?
I was actually correcting the
Dr. Michael Shep's
jaw
style?
Alignment.
Our good friend Dr. Michael Shep's in Santa Monica. Good guy. You got to go see him. He does things like that. It's very nice. And then finally, of course, you and she looking together. But I don't know. This one, Pamela, you're going to have to tell us where you found. This one here is my favorite. This is going to be on the new cover of the new Fred Dreyer album.
Which one's that? That one right
Women
there?
I've Been With, it's going to be called. And it's
that
gonna,
one right there?
This one here. Look, your hair's a little gray here in this thing. This was a very recent picture here, you little devil. You've been holding out on us, you and Miss Kramer. What the heck's going on? What's going on? Look at this.
What are you talking
this is pretty
about?
Pretty darn good here. I don't know. I think we might have had some breaking news on this over there. Oh, you took you right out of the picture? No, I put it back. There you go. Thank you.
There it is, right there.
Whew. Better get a little something here to calm me down.
Yeah, you're getting too...
A little something. Got to get our friend Rod in here pretty soon. Okay. We got to take a little break here. Come back with more. When we come back, I'm going to continue with power rankings.
Not with me in the room.
Yeah. Okay, we'll keep it here. We'll wrap things up here when we come back. Don't forget, follow Fred, if you will, on X, at Fred_Driver, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him.
Let's talk about the weather. Everybody else.
We'll come back.
Just look in the newspaper. Stick your head out the window.
FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Just look out the window, see if it's raining.
Weather report coming up. Stay with us.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Real quick, we'll make a quick sweep of the our chat room on Facebook Live. And we got Kristen says, great to see you in New Jersey, Fred. She's from Connecticut. What else we got here? Bruce is saying, I in New Mexico. Chris Cortez, saw you and Stephanie at the Chiller Show. Said you both look fabulous. Nikki's in Nebraska. We also got Beverly Morgan, the Martin Cattleman. Boy, a lot of names there. She says hello to you. So there we have
All right, hello.
I was up in Vegas last weekend, and you and Miss Kramer, I mean, that was pretty interesting photographs that we had a little bit on some of these things that we had going on here. And I got to tell you, one thing that I did is, if you go like to the South Point Hotel, and you don't want to gamble, you kind of just want to relax, go to that spa. You go in there and you can relax in the spa. You go take the hot tub, the cold dip, the sauna.
That's a great idea.
And they've got a couples area where you have to wear bathing trunks in there, but they've got a huge jacuzzi and a huge steam room and everything, and the waterfall's going down. You lay down on one of those cots there and you sort of doze off. It's a good way to just kind of relax.
That's a very good point. I would like to do that.
Well, I'll get you set up there.
Can you set me
South
up
Point. There? Yeah. Maybe you can take somebody with you, if you know what I mean.
Hey, listen.
You know, I mean, take somebody.
I'll have them meet me in the lobby.
In the lobby there. And you go to the buffet. They got about 11 restaurants in that place as well, too.
Yeah.
Something
else.
Well,
what
are
you
going to
do?
All right, that's our show, everybody. If you miss anything, please follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
We're back from New Jersey, and it was a wonderful trip. We had lots of fun. We look forward to doing it again. There's another show here, I believe, this summer, and it's going to be in L.A.
L.A. or Burbank?
Burbank.
I'll be there with you then.
I don't know about that.
I think I'll hang out between you and Miss Kramer.
I'm not quite sure.
Hey, Fred, would you like some more popcorn? I'll go get you, Miss Kramer, some coffee.
You know, Miss Kramer will say, that large tubby guy with the mustache.
Me.
Could you have him get me...
I'm in the bathrobe from the South Point.
Could you have him get me a pair of slippers?
I'll get her some slippers.
Uh-oh.
Tell you. No worry about that.
Is this show ending? Or is
yes,
that,
it is.
Is that a
email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Say goodbye, Fred.
Goodbye.